937.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly, too. USAprepares.com. And we're broadcasting live, 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 3 p.m., from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Your classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the internet. And wherever you are on your smartphone, there's a smartphone app, free app. You can download it at GCNlive.com. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USA Prepares, USAPREPARES.com. Converging threats are confronted daily. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing your broadcast in Minnesota. Today we're going to learn some interesting information from our senior USAprepares.com banking and finance instructor and bank officer, First National Bank, Green Forest, Arkansas. Senior VP, Kevin Robertson's in the classroom with us. And Kevin Robertson is a fan of our morning network at GCN, and he listens to Alex Jones. He just might be your new banker. He's with us today. Welcome, Kevin.
Good morning, Vincent. Thanks for having me on the show again. It's great to be with you.
Kevin, you were at the Get Prepared Expo here in Missouri, came up from Arkansas, and you taught a couple classes. One was on understanding your banker, and the other was depression-proofing your lifestyle. Can you just give us just a minute or so about what you taught your students and what they walked away from, and then we'll talk about, I've got a whole bunch of things here. The U.S. Census of Agriculture, the growth in Washington, D.C., Civil War, I keep hearing that from our instructors, ammo that the agencies are buying, food price inflation, employment outlook. How much money does a Goldman Sachs average banker make? And just goes, the list goes on and on. So after we just hear about what your experience at the expo was, let's get into those other topics, please.
Okay, great. Well, first of all, as I've told you before, I certainly want to compliment you and your family and your network of people that put together the expo. It was my first time to be there, and I greatly appreciated the opportunity and the invitation, and I was tremendously impressed. The first day that we were there and talked about money, banks and bankers, I didn't know what to expect. Had a good classroom, had a full class, and that's all the while that three other really interesting instructors were presenting their information as well. So I was really pleased. And we talked about something that people deal with all the time and really have probably limited understanding, and that's money, where it comes from, how it's created, who creates it, who's responsible for it, how it gets from where it starts into your hands. And again, it's something we all deal with. We rarely think about it, but I thought it was important for people to understand how that works. And then we went from that to banks. Again, something that's part of our everyday life, but really a lot of people, I don't think, understand how they work. And then ended up with your banker. You know, how to approach a banker, how to hold a banker accountable, how to interview a banker, and how to develop, probably the most important thing, a good trusting relationship with a banker that's going to be there when you need him. So that was day one. The second day we talked about depression-proofing your lifestyle. And we went into some more practical individual steps that a person can take, primarily in regard to their finances, their banking relationships, their debt, their income. And it was very well received. Again, the crowd that was there was very interested and they were very knowledgeable, asked some very probing and intelligent questions. And you could tell this was something that was very important to them. So it was a great time for me. I enjoyed the heck out of it. And again, I was impressed with the quality of it and the quality of the instructors and the material that was presented and a huge array of vendors. It was a great time, and I'm looking forward to the next one upcoming this spring.
Yeah, that's April 6th and 7th. Kevin, the new venue is larger. We've got 46,000 square feet, and we have, in addition to that, four seminar areas plus a 700-seat theater in which we can present some seminars. So that's going to be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to you being with us. Kevin, you are a non-traditional banker. you're the only banker I know that talks about gold. As a matter of fact, you have a blog called thegoldstandardblog.wordpress.com. And, class, there's a link on the website, page one. You can go to a post there, and you'll see it says, Kevin Robertson, Senior USA Prepares.com instructor, live at 10 a.m. Central. And you can click on, open that article and or post, and it'll take you right to his website. So I just want to let you know that's something you can do. Let's talk about the Census of Agriculture. I know that is something that is a hot topic with you. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, for the members of the class, the listeners that aren't familiar with what it is, it's been going on for a number of years. I can recall over the years getting this thing, and I'm not sure how often it happens. It's more frequent than the U.S. Census. I think it's like every 4 years, maybe every 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so, too.
It's a rather large, bulky document. I'm going to say it's probably 25 pages long. And it really, if you complete it in detail, it tells the USDA everything about your farm, ranch, whatever your agricultural enterprise is. And in previous years, the implication was that it was required by law. But I've gone through this thing enough. I always go through the material that accompanies the census. And if you read inside it, it says that it was more or less voluntary. Well, this year's was something different. When you open it up, on the outside of the envelope, it says, big, bold letters, required by law. And throughout the accompanying information, this time it says, compliance is required by law. Okay, it's due February 4th, and already probably 3 weeks before that date, I started getting cards in the mail urging me to comply with this census. And in fact, I'm reading from the card right now. It says, if you do not reply, we will call or personally visit. Well, I've always taken offense at this sort of thing. I'm a cattle producer, as you are. I raise beef cattle. And I've always taken offense at it. And part of the reason I take offense is I don't participate in any USDA programs. I don't receive any benefits. I don't sign up for any sort of relief programs. I don't like them. I don't believe in them, and I don't participate in them. And one of the reasons I don't is I don't want to have to furnish a bunch of senseless information. I have nothing to hide. I'm out in the open with everything I do. I just raise beef cattle. So then whenever I get this thing in the mail and I'm told that I have to comply with it or someone's going to come knocking on my front door, it kind of bothers me because I don't take their money. Therefore, I don't feel like I owe them any further information than they already have access to. Let me tell you another little story about this, Vincent, that'll help explain why it troubles me so much. My grandfather is 97 years old. He lives on the same farm that he's lived on since he was 2 years old. He lives alone, and up until about 4 or 5 months ago, he still had cattle. He's still in the cattle business. The guy's remarkable. He's sharp as a tack. He's physically in good shape. And he's just a good, hardworking, tax-paying, law-abiding citizen. Well, he gets this thing in the mail, and it's very intimidating. And here's a man who's done, all of his life, just always worked really hard to do what the right thing is and follow the law. So he's very intimidated by this, and he called me, and he wanted me to help him fill it out, and I said, okay, I will. And before I could even get down there to do that, he gets this card in the mail. So he feels like he's done something wrong, and I really just take exception to this tactic of intimidation, and I see that increasingly from all aspects of government, and I guess it just sort of rubbed a nerve this time because it really bothered me.
Well, I can tell you that I got a call from one of our neighbors, and he said, I just want to ask you this question. Have you gotten one of these forms? And I said, yeah. And he said, what do you do with it? And I said, well, I threw it out. And he started laughing, and laughing uncontrollably. And then he called over to his wife, and he said, I told you, you owe me $100. I bet you $100 that Vinny would not comply with that.
Well, you know,
they threatened me. They literally called me. I mean, you haven't gotten to the telephone call status, have you?
No, I haven't yet, and I'm sure that's the next step.
I've told him. I said, you guys know where I live. By the way, how much am I paying you guys to harass me at 7 o'clock in the morning? And by the way, I'm not doing it. Come and get me. And that's what I said. And, you know, if enough of us do that, they're going to have to back off because there aren't that many government workers. And if they do show up at your door, ask to see their ID badge, get their name, their address, find out where they live. Say, where do you live? What street do you live on? And I need your home phone number. You have mine. So I need your home phone number. I need your home address. And I'm going to make a photocopy. Stand outside here on the front steps while I make a photocopy of your identification. And don't let them in, but make a copy of it. And get their license plate number and the description of them and all that. Maybe even take a picture with your cell phone and show them what intimidation is like. That's my response. But you're talking about 25 pages. The one I received was about 16 pages. How many toilets, how many chimneys, how many square feet, how many chickens, how many cows, how many hogs, how many sheep, how many dogs, how many workers do you have? What's the depreciation on each piece of your equipment? How old is it? How many cows, sheep, chickens, hogs are you going to have next year? Unbelievable. Fuel supplies, fuel storage, the list went on and on. And on the front it says Paperwork Reduction Act. You know, it complies with the Paperwork Reduction Act. And it would have taken at least 3 days of nothing else but just completing this document.
Well, and this is from an agency that from day one has been the height of inefficiency. We do a lot of financing in partnership with a branch of the USDA called Farm Service Agencies, and they're a lending arm of USDA, and they provide some lending services to the local ag community, and we partner with them some, and the local people are nice people, and I've known them for a long time, and they do the best they can within the framework of their rather restrictive regulations, yeah. But they're impossible to work with because of the regulations. It just drives you crazy, and this is the same agency.
Kevin Robertson's with us, senior USAPreparedness.com instructor. We're talking about the census. We'll be right back. We've got a lot more to talk about regarding finance and economics. This is USAPreparedness.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
George Washington was a farmer. Thomas Jefferson was a farmer. Kevin Robertson, First National Bank of Green Forest, Arkansas, is a cattle farmer. I'm a cattle farmer. And last week, I went to a meeting. It was a property rights meeting in Missouri. It was over 100-mile round trip from our farm. And there were a lot of farmers there, about 100 of us. And kind of a monthly meeting. And these farmers were angry. I mean, really, really angry. They're angry at the RFID identification that the government agencies want to force down down onto our farms, where every animal is identified, and at a cost of $40 additional per head of livestock. They're angry at the rules and regulations that are coming down. They're angry at the census that we're talking about. They're angry at the reduction in liberties, the removal of liberties from us. They're angry at gun confiscation potential and gun control. They weren't happy about anything I could think of. And if you think about it, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, farmers, we're farmers, and we're trying to ring the bell because we see this first. Farmers see it first. And I believe that farmers are the first to come to the defense of freedoms. Kevin, what do you think?
I would agree with that, and I think there's a good reason for that. I think that most farmers, just because of the nature of their everyday lifestyle, are hardworking, common-sense folks. They don't have a lot of time and a lot of energy for esoteric, theoretical thinking. And that's not to say they aren't intelligent people. They're some of the most intelligent people you and I know. But they're very down to earth, and they see things the way that they are. And, you know, they can smell a rat, and they can smell it pretty quick. And they don't like being led down these paths that you just described. You know, part of the concern that I have with the intrusive nature of this census is, again, not that in answering these questions, am I trying to keep a secret or do I have anything to hide? That's not it. It's the notion that this intrusion trickles down to the very level of every single person in the country. The USDA, they didn't approve a farm bill forever. Well, they finally, when they passed this fiscal cliff legislation a few weeks ago, they did an extension of the 2008 farm bill. Well, in that, there is over $5 billion in direct payments. Now, that's just direct paychecks that are cut to each individual farmer that participates in those programs. My concern is that buys a lot of compliance. That buys a lot of subservience. And that's one of the reasons that I don't like to participate in those USDA programs. I'm a small-time farmer, not a large scale, and it's not critical. But some of those big farms that participate in these direct payments, they're pretty tied to that. They don't have a lot of choice but to comply. And that's one of the reasons that I advocate being separate from that. I mean, there's our food supply, Vincent, that's tied directly to payments from the government. And
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And the USDA came onto our farm and they said, I'll tell you what. You know, if you'll just fence out your woods and the stream over there, which happens to be 3/4 of a mile long, and you add in a buffer area, we'll drill a well for you, and we'll put in some waterers, and we'll put in some underground piping to connect all this, and we'll pay 3/4 of the cost of that. And I'm thinking, why would they do this? Well, it destroys farms. When we have real severe heat, there's no place. If you fence out the woods and you fence out the streams, because there's always woods by streams, it just naturally occurs. Well, if you fence all that out, there's no place for the cows to get out of the heat, and they suffer. And if you fence them out of the woods in the winter, there's no place where they can take refuge from the elements, and they suffer. And here's the worst part. If you sign up for one of these schemes that the government tries to encourage you to participate in, the government has the right to come on your property any time they want for a period of 10 years. 10 years. And if you don't maintain the fence, they can fine you and penalize you. Kevin Robertson's with us. He's the Senior Vice President, First National Bank, Green Forest, Arkansas. And there's a link on the website, to his website. Just go to page one, usapreparedness.com. And we're going to talk more about banking on the other side of this break. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Keep it.
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the
TV,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kevin Robertson's with me in the classroom this morning, and we each keep hitting each other's buttons. Both of us are not happy. We're just not happy with what's happening to us. And Kevin, would you like to talk about the growth in Washington or food price inflation?
Well, they're both cheerful topics, Vincent. Take your pick. I don't care.
Well, why don't we talk about, let's start with food, because it's absolutely critical. We can put up with Washington for another day or two, but food is kind of tough to put up with, not having it. So let's talk about food.
Absolutely. And, again, you, myself, and all folks that are involved in the day-to-day production of food, I mean, we see it differently than the consumer in the supermarket. And as you've talked about repeatedly on your show throughout the last, probably the last year, we have been in the midst of a rather serious drought, and it's continuing. In fact, yesterday in my part of the country, and I think it was same there for you in Springfield, it was 75 degrees on the 28th day of January. Mm-hmm. And it's still warm today, and I'm watching the radar rather closely because there's a cold front that's moving through it, and they're predicting that we'll get some rain, and mm-hmm. we really need it. And even though there's a strong risk of tornadoes with this front, we certainly need the rain. I have ponds that are dry, that cattle water out of. You've mentioned that you have a water buffalo. I've got one too, and that's a 500 gallon water tank that I pull with my tractor to carry water to other pastures for my cattle. And mm-hmm. here we are in the middle of winter, and it's 75 degrees, and there's no rain, and we're not getting any moisture. And this is across the country. It's not just here. And so we look like we're going to possibly go into a third year of drought. And so that's bad enough. I mean, that certainly affects food price inflation. Whenever there's a shortage of production, that obviously has an effect on it. I read just this morning that Cargill is closing a large beef cattle slaughter plant in Plainview, Texas. It affects 2,000 employees. And the reason that they cite for that is a couple of things. Corn prices have hit record highs last summer, so that costs more to feed those cattle. The drought, it's persisted. It's burned up pastures all over the country, and the cattle numbers have fallen to 60-year lows. So you've got a potential for food inflation on the production side. And then you add to that this rather interesting phenomenon. Goldman Sachs, the huge investment bank, they have been betting on food prices through commodity investments. And they have made about $400 million last year on that sort of thing. Well, we all know what speculation does in oil futures and other commodity prices. It disturbs the marketplace. And so you add to the fact that we already have production cuts because of drought and weather conditions, and then you add to that this rather interesting phenomenon of Goldman Sachs and other people all of a sudden investing large sums of money in these futures markets that have an effect on the cash price of the commodity, and it's really kind of a scary situation.
It really is a scary situation, and we can add to that the sexually transmitted disease that is becoming more and more rampant. It's called trichomoniasis. It's affecting cattle in Missouri. Many counties have it, including the county I'm in. And this is a disease that's a venereal disease of cattle. It used to be unknown in Missouri, and it's a culprit that affects the pregnancy rates of animals, cows. And you can lose about 50% of your calves as a result of this disease. Where it came from, I'm wondering if it came from injections. But anyway, it's a serious, serious problem. And if a cattle farmer or cattle rancher has this, it's called TRICH, T-R-I-C-H. For short, if your farm gets it, you're under quarantine and you will not be able to sell cows for 30 months. Now think about this. Think about having ongoing expenses for your farm or your house, for example, and not having any income for 30 months. How many of you would be able to sustain that? Kevin, what does this mean to you as a banker? What do you think the fallout from this is going to be?
Well, I had some firsthand experience with a trichomoniasis outbreak in 2011, and like you, I'd never even heard of the disease. It was unknown in Arkansas, and pardon me, and we had a rather sudden and dramatic outbreak in several counties in northwest Arkansas. I went to a meeting in an adjoining county, and it was packed with cattlemen, and they were very concerned because, as you've explained, it literally has the potential to put you out of business. And so I was there, of course, because it has an economic impact on my customers. And fortunately, we had some very rapid response from some interested state legislators. We had very good response from the Arkansas Livestock and Poultry Commission and the state veterinarian's office. And they rushed through some emergency regulations that that helped nip this in the bud through how bulls are handled, how females are handled that are infected, some quarantine requirements, some testing requirements from out-of-state cattle, and it sort of slowed the spread of it. But it's interesting that all of a sudden this unknown disease shows up. Apparently, it's moving eastward. It was well known in Montana, Colorado a few years ago. In more recent years, it was found in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, and now it's here. And we had a veterinarian there from Oklahoma that told a lot about the economic fallout. And so you add this component to our earlier discussion about food, and you have the weather effect on our food production. You have outside investment banker manipulation of markets on our food. And then you have something like a disease that affects our cattle production. And I've always maintained, Vincent, that one or two isolated situations never cause a crisis. But when you have a cascade of events that fall on the heels, one right after another, then you have a really serious crisis. And I'm not trying to make people think we're going to have a famine, but I am thinking that folks need to be prepared for additional food inflation. And I think it's going to be more obvious as we go through this coming year, especially if this drought continues unabated.
I hear people saying that food prices have not gone up, and there is no inflation. Some of the news reports talk about how low inflation is. It's not true. It's absolutely not true. My sources are showing that food prices have more than doubled in 10 years. More than doubled in 10 years. That means that food has gone up 7.2% on average per year for the last 10 years. I guess, Kevin, now might be a really good time to share with our class a tool that bankers and real estate investors use called the Rule of 72. Would you mind sharing that?
Well, it's basically what you just described, is that an investment that increases at that rate will double in that length of time in 7 years. 7.2 years, it will double investment at that rate. And we used to calculate interest based on that, and then it became it's not legal to calculate interest that way any longer. So we just have simple interest, but it's a principle that it's important for people to understand. And before we get completely away from the idea of food prices, Vincent, I want to point out that the inflation that you talk about is not just limited to the United States in the last 10 years. Food prices globally have doubled in that 10-year span. And as trying as it is for working families and what it does to their budgets, think about in the countries, the third world countries, where a number of people, in fact, I think it's been estimated that somewhere close to 2 billion people on the planet spend half their incomes on food. So it becomes much more serious for those people whenever you're talking about a doubling of food prices than it does even for us that are struggling to pay our monthly bills. I mean, it literally can mean in some countries whether the family has enough to eat or not. I mean, we aren't to that point yet. It's still an inconvenience and still a difficulty, and it can potentially be that bad if you're out of a job. But it's a global crisis, and the United States is still the number one food producer in the world. And so whenever we have a problem producing food, it can impact our wallets, but it also can impact the lives of people all across the world that depend on us having a good harvest, or us having a good production of beef cattle, or a good production of milk. It's a very important thing for all of us to think about, and that is where our food comes from.
Kevin, you mentioned water, that you have a water buffalo, and class, it's a tank. A water tank on a trailer that you can pull behind a tractor or a truck. And Kevin has one that's 500 gallons. I have one that's 400 gallons. And let's just talk about water for just a second. We have a creek that runs through our farm. It's 3/4 mile long. And when the creek is flowing, there's it crosses the road in front of our farm. and there's what's called a low water bridge there, which is a concrete slab. It might be 40 or 50 feet wide, and the water just runs right across the road on this concrete slab. We live on a dirt road, so it's necessary that this, it's called a low water bridge, be concrete. Kevin, that low water bridge has not seen water flowing across it for 9 months. And it used to flow 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Yep. And we live in such a pretty part of the area, pretty part of the country, Vincent, in the Ozarks, and we have a number of lakes, several different lakes in the area. And if you've driven across any of those lakes, you can see a very dramatic example of what you're talking about. The lakes, a lot of times, will expose limestone rock, and it marks the coloration of the water. You can see the dramatic drop in the water level.
Kevin Robertson's with us, and his website is thegoldstandardblog.wordpress.com. And there's a link, page one, there's an article that'll take you right to his website if you'd like to visit it. We'll be back in a couple minutes, and we've got more discussion about food, employment outlook, and the economy. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freeze-dryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kevin Robertson's with us, and we're talking about banking, and we're talking about economics. And Kevin Robertson Wayne from Texas is on the line with us. Wayne, go ahead.
Hi, Vince. I'm enjoying your guest this morning.
He's great, isn't he?
Sure is. Sure is. Hey, Kevin, I have one question for you. we're at a time in the country's life where we're seeing record low interest rates, and the Fed Reserve is pumping money into the system like crazy. But I happen to come across a velocity of money chart recently, and the thing that was really shocking was from 2009 to almost now, we're following the exact same path as from 1929 to 1932. And I'm not quite sure, you know, what would be causing it or what the velocity of money really means, but is this something you've looked at and can maybe explain a little more?
Well, Wayne, thanks for your call, and I appreciate appreciate your listening. The velocity of money, I think, is referring to basically how many times it changes hands and how much money is flowing in and out of the system. And you're exactly right. The rate that money is being poured into this system is alarming to me. And they just announced QE3, quantitative easing 3, the third round of buying up bonds by the Fed, and that puts money into the system. Well, there's no coincidence to it that the stock market is approaching, you know, the high that it was in 2008. It's almost back up to where it was. The S&P hit a high the other day that I think hadn't been seen since 2007, and that's because that money really isn't going into your pocket or my pocket or a working man's pocket. The way it ends up is being invested, and it's boosted the value of stocks and the value of investments by a lot of money. Now, as long as there's a demand for that money, as long as that money can be spent, it isn't a problem. But if we get to a point, if we get to a point where all of a sudden that money has no place to go, then we're going to have inflation that's going to really, really damage us. And I'm very concerned about it. And I'm also concerned, if you were listening earlier, I talked about a cascade effect, and we were talking about food production. But there's a cascade effect that is at play in economics as well. One of the things that I'm very concerned about with our economic system is a derivative failure. You know, derivatives, we don't have time to go into what they are, but that was what prompted the failure of Lehman Brothers in 2008. If we have another derivatives panic, and we're there because the levels of investment by the major investment banks in derivatives are already back and higher than the levels they were in 2007, 2008. If we have a panic there, once again, financial markets all over the globe crash. The credit markets freeze up. You begin to see economic activity in the country slow, grind to a halt. You have unemployment rising. You have mortgage defaults. Then you have tax revenues dramatically dropping. Then you have austerity measures being implemented by the government, just like they're doing in Greece, just like they're doing in Spain, just like they've done in Portugal and Ireland. And it becomes a cascade effect. So, sure. Yes,
that's what I felt, you know, after looking at that chart. I mean, to me, the historical comparison between now and 1929, just before the markets crashed there, is just phenomenal. I mean, it's the exact same path. That's why I was kind of wondering if, being a banker, you've seen some historical, you know, things happening now that that definitely did happen around the late 1920s. And like, say, it just seems like all this money's in the system, but it's being invested, just sitting somewhere. But I would think if these companies are, the stock market's going up, there's more money floating around, there should be a higher economic activity than what we're seeing. And I'm a small businessman too, and we don't see anywhere near the activity the way it should be right now. That's what prompted me to call.
No, and I agree with everything you said, Wayne. I think it is a remarkable parallel to the late 1920s when you study the history of our economic situation then. One of the things, and I'll comment on this, about why I think you aren't seeing more money going into the system, more business expansion. You're a small business owner. Do you want to hire folks now, not knowing what Obamacare is going to do? No, you don't. It's too scary. You don't want to take that risk.
Kevin Robertson, wow, what a fascinating discussion. Of course, we're looking forward to you being back again and again with us. Class, tomorrow we've got our concealed carry class, 8 o'clock at Ziggy's, Springfield, Missouri. If you're interested, there's information on the website right now. It's posted right there. Kevin, thanks so much for being with us. I think we've taught a lot about banking today. I'm excited about what we've done. You're a wonderful, wonderful instructor. Thanks for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.